B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. Five, the Fanatic.
You got to be pissed off about something. Is there something wrong with us fans? I don't get it.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I do.
You went old school, girlfriend, man. You got some unresolved issues, Tom.
I don't know. Did you?
Some little filly break your heart?
I miss her, man. I miss her.
No, was she really bratty?
Yeah, she was a brat.
Was she go to Henderson or something?
Nah, Shanahan.
Dad, break them all.
Oh, Shanahan, even worse.
Break them all, you giddy brat.
And then my second point is, Gargano, I agree with you. This wide receiver corps stinks. They stink on us.
Yeah, the name's Anthony, but that's all right.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you don't know me to call me by my last name, but that's cool.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry.
Just let you know.
Listen, and then here, it's like, you need DeSean Jackson back, okay? He spreads the field. Just having him on the field makes it just so much more difficult for the defense. They gotta account for him, okay? It allows Carson to have more time in the pocket and allows more people to get open. Without him, Aguilar isn't going down the field. Alshon Jeffrey's got a broken leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
I know. I mean, and to me, that's the help he really needs. You got to give him another receiver. You just do. It's a shame, but I watch these guys around the league, these teams, and they unearth some kid that's got speed. They got no speed.
And who's coming out of the draft this year? I mean, I like how we got a Sega Whiteside. I think he's going to be a great red zone threat in a couple years, but right now he stinks. I mean,
he's not a guy that can help you now. Yeah, I can't worry. Thanks, Tom, for the call. I can't worry about this year's draft right now. Five games in. You know what I mean? I think Ortega Whiteside can develop to be a decent wide receiver.
But, I mean, quite frankly.
But I don't care now.
Quite frankly, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen anything from him.
Yeah.
Here's why I'm frustrated. They've all had opportunities with Alshon out and Deshaun hurt. Mm-hmm. They've had opportunities, and I haven't seen like a glimpse of it from any of them.
It's a good point, Ant. And when you get opportunity, you see guys around the league. I don't see it step up.
I don't see skill. I mean, that's my biggest worry. I don't see the skill that I see in other places.
Just like that unbridled skill, like a wall in this guy.
All right, so the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs have a kid, Hardman, mm-hmm. who Andy on Earth, he's another speed guy that when Tyreek Hill got hurt and all the stuff he got on, he's got a plug-and-play kid with Hardman.
Yeah.
Not that he's completely Tyreek Hill, but he's got great speed. All right, let's get Nick up here.
All right, well, real quick, Midday Show Takeover brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies, the unofficial pierogi of National Pierogi Day, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Let's go to Nick in Collegeville. You requested his call back, Ant, and here he is. What's up, Nick? How you doing?
Hey, Vicky.
What's up, guys? I had a bad self-service, then I, went into an account at the kitchen business. Listen, today's a pierogi day, right? With the rain and the wind and the...
It is a pierogi, that's right. Pierogi day. Yeah.
Cheesesteak pierogi day.
There you go. All we need is like a good college football game to nestle in and watch. Listen, first of all, Minnesota, like I don't have time for you guys. I don't even have space in my bag, sir, to put you in my bag. Like I only put like important garbage in my bag, so I don't have time for you guys. Do something in the NFL in my lifetime, born in 69. Do something in my lifetime and then come see me, okay? And stop crying. And how do you feel about Ben Simmons at scrimmage? Well, let me back up. Let me say this. Can we say anybody that calls in, and we're diehard Sixer fans, and I'm coming around on Ben, but anybody who calls in and goes, oh, I need Ben to shoot some threes. Can we just put him on probation for like 36 hours?
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me. Like, he's not going to shoot. You can't expect him to shoot threes. He's not a three-point shooter.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, hey, Tom, come into the studio and,
do an hour by yourself.
Yeah. No, like, come in, sit down.
By the way, the phones don't work either.
Yeah, right. The phones don't work and the board's down. Okay. Yeah. But you got this. Trust me. And, shoot your shot. Yeah. I mean, just like we need him to do a little more than last year, which is pick his spots, take his shots, whether he makes them or doesn't make them. He needs to show that to the NBA that if you leave him open, he will take shots. And he also, at some point, you know, after the first couple weeks, he needs to drain them, because if he doesn't drain them, then they're going to do exactly what they did the last 2 years, which is, see you, kid. We'll talk to you in the playoffs.
Shoot it, right? Like, start shooting it, hit a couple, you know. I mean, you got to do it. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Now, Eagles, look, I said this yesterday. We're going to find out for sure where we're at. Now, I said yesterday at the end of my phone call that it's a week-to-week league, and we could say that for the last 12 years. But what I meant to say was, this year it seems like if you're slightly off your game, a team like Detroit, who we see is better than we thought, will come in and beat you. And there's a lot of teams around the league that they're slightly off their game, and teams like Cleveland goes into Baltimore, and Baltimore wasn't ready for them, and Cleveland ran all over them. But then last night, Cleveland, they weren't ready for San Fran. You know, San Fran had extra time off and everything. Uh-huh. And let me say this about San Fran. Yeah, they scored a lot of points. But it was a lot like the Eagles game. Like, that offense kind of was sluggish, and that defense did nothing but help everybody out. That defense did more to win that game than that offense, in my opinion.
I like the run game of San Fran. I like San.
Oh, yes.
I think their run game is really good. See, Tevin Coleman gives them something that you don't have.
Yeah, like Cook this weekend, right? So we'll find out exactly how good our defense is this weekend against the run. Look, every time we were tested, even last year, every time we were tested against a good running back, we're like, oh, I don't know. They haven't faced a good running back. But nobody ran on us last year, and so far, nobody's running on us.
You know what's funny? I'm not as worried about, you know, and you know how much I feel, how I feel about Dalvin Cook. I'm more concerned about Diggs and Thielen.
Stretching the field? Could the quarterback match up?
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why I'm more concerned about those two.
Yeah. Well, you should be.
I wanted to get to Nick, because I know Nick, but Nick wanted to talk Carson, and we never got around to it, because I think he was going to say that Carson hadn't been playing well, or hasn't played well enough.
I think he's been, I don't know how to term what I think he's been. He's been good, in my opinion. He hasn't been spectacular. I think he's made some spectacular plays. But I think it's hard to judge because of the drops. Like, some of the drops were spectacular throws at big moments in games.
I mean, that Falcons, that throw to Aguilar on the sidelines,
mm-hmm.
was a dime. That was
perfect.
Every bit of on the money, Patrick Mahomes, you know, that was a great throw.
Yeah.
That Aguilar flubbed.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a great throw. And in the Lions game, I mean, there was a half dozen of them. Like, really good throws. But like, that moment, it's a shame. Because if Aguilar catches the ball, scores, they win. Carson's king. He's King Carson.
Yeah, the comeback.
One, and again, the throw was a money throw. It was mouse hole on time.
Yep.
Changes our whole opinion, I'm telling
you. It does.
This league, one play affects our whole opinion.
Mm-hmm.
One play. Go back, like, think of the Rams, right? I'm looking at power rankings. And, you know, all these teams except New England, you can't, you know, they all have flaws. I still think Kansas City's really, really good. But, you know, I'm looking at Seattle, the fifth best team. Well, what happens if Zerline hits a 44-yard field goal last Thursday night?
Yep.
That's Greg DeLage. He missed a 44-yarder.
He's got to make that field goal. And he does most of the time.
So,
and then they ain't fifth.
They lose. They're 3-2.
Yeah. Nah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I look at it right now, and I look at Carson, and I can't.
Aguilar makes that one catch. Forget about all the other drops.
Yeah, the Lion game.
He just makes the one catch. And they beat Atlanta.
By the way, the throw this past weekend, beginning of the game, on the wheel route to Miles Sanders.
Yeah, I mean, it was beautiful.
That was an awesome throw.
That was a bucket throw, dropping the bucket.
Yes, and Sanders sold it perfectly. It reminds you that Darren Sproles won a couple years ago.
It does. That's what I'm saying about Wentz. He does have spectacular arm talent on display. You want to nitpick and you get the ball out sooner or whatever. All right. You see the arm talent? I mean, I don't even know how we can argue that.
Let's go to Burnett in Jersey on the Fanatic. Hey, Burnett.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Burnett.
Hey, Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, man. I love this thing, man. Yeah. I'm so glad you guys brought up the receiver thing today.
Are you on a speakerphone, Burnett? Because we're having a hard time hearing you, buddy.
No, I'm not on speaker. I'm on my cell phone. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, just try and get a little closer to that microphone and we can hear you a little better.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you guys brought up the whole receiver thing. You guys are hitting some good points. And it's funny that you brought up Godwin, because I was just looking up his stats last night.
Yeah,
and I'm like, man, mm-hmm. How come we can't find anybody like that?
Yeah,
you know. And then I watch all these games. Yeah, I watch all these games throughout the league, and you see these great receivers, and I just can't imagine like why we can't find anybody like that.
I know.
Yeah, it stinks, man. But with Carson, I think Carson's all right. I just feel like these guys. These fans out here just want to. Give him a break, you know what I mean? But I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, again, I mean, we were talking about, I still think you need to add the help, or at least get, you know, if Deshaun Jackson can play, I just worry about it, that's all.
Absolutely.
They're a good team.
Another receiver.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Eagles are a good team. We won't be talking about adding a player here, a player there, and you know, you're right there to try to win it.
Yeah, we just need to add something, you know what I mean? I'm the same way. I worry about Deshaun. Like, when is he coming back? You know what I mean? It's a hard thing to judge off, but I think we're going to be fine, man.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate
that.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You guys keep up the good work, man.
Thanks,
thank you. There's Burnett, new caller to the program. You got your power rankings in?
Coming up.
The Cuz power rankings coming up at 12:30. Looking forward to that. See where the Eagles...
The problem is that, I mean, I'm going to be real with you. These teams?
All flawed.
They really are.
Mm-hmm. Even the undefeated
4-0
49ers.
I might kind of switch it up and not actually do a power ranking and just do a team-by-team summation of the top 10.
The capsule of the top 10 teams?
Yeah, they are all flawed. Yeah.
Well, look at a team, like, where do the Cowboys drop to? And what do we think now of that Packer team? One team's beating them. They did it on a short week at Lambeau, which is even more amazing.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I still am not, I'm not as impressed by Green Bay. And I love Rodgers.
Yeah.
I'm still, I think clearly the Cowboys, their game plan was terrible.
Yeah, they butchered it.
They you know, it was terrible, their game plan.
Yeah, I saw that at Jerry Jones earlier. Wasn't willing to comment on I guess there's a lot of chatter in Dallas right now calling for Garrett's head again. After that game plan.
Well, he should. And, well, you know, wasn't Garrett.
Yeah.
You know, the OC now is doing everything.
Yeah. But the Eagles gave you the blueprint the week before, and you still didn't run Zeke.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Like, it is. It was mind-boggling. How
it's about practice?
That really was. I mean, I just can't believe Kellen Moore just did not run Elliott. I mean, a couple things. One, you know that you got Aaron Rodgers on the field, right? Then you're always vulnerable with Rodgers.
Yeah.
Well, you want to keep him off the field. And funny thing was,
control the clock
is they did their damage on the ground against the Cowboy defense.
Amazing. Noon Hour brought to you by Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. Chewy, delicious, chocolatey, bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. And a caller this hour, Anthony, we'll put people in the mix, will score a tub of Goldenberg's Peanut Chews in partnership with the Philadelphia Eagles. So stay tuned. 610-632-0975. We got a single open line, so grab it now.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Little war with the Minnesota fans. I love it. They're weird, man.
Yeah.
They have, like, Philadelphia in the crosshairs. The whole story this week's all about their Twins are playing the Yankees and getting beat again. And all they're talking about is Eagle fans from 2 years ago.
How they were mistreated when they came here. Then they acted the fool.
Yes,
that's on them. That's not on us. Sorry. Go to Oakland to do that. Go to Denver and do something like that.
Listen, you're right.
Go to Chicago and do that. See what happens. No, they're not going to just sit there and pat you on the rear end.
I know.
You know? They're such babies. I would feel bad because it's pathetic.
Yeah.
It's a pathetic. Like these people down in New Orleans, like I think they're pathetic too.
Why?
The way they bitched up and down. Their team still had a chance to win a game.
I can't kill them for that.
They're such.
But it was agreed.
Everybody's had bad calls happen against them.
We wouldn't have let it go.
Leon Stickle?
Okay, well, we're still talking about it 30 years later.
No, I don't want to live there anymore.
Come on.
I don't even worry about it.
No, I disagree. I don't blame the people in New Orleans. How's your soup? We got the dueling soup stuff.
What do you got there? What'd you go with? First of all, that's one hell of a mug.
Yeah, that was my Father's Day present.
It's enormous, which is I love because you can use a coffee mug for soup and cereal.
Right. Yeah, it's a huge mug. It's the Superman mug.
You're like doing curls with that thing. It's like a 35-pound dumbbell when it's full.
Yeah, the kids got it for me.
Wow.
I have a tonkatsu pork.
Let us say that on the air. What is it called?
Tonkatsu pork. Tonkatsu. Right. It's a Japanese.
Like a noodle? Right.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's
sounds spicy too. Is it spicy?
It's good. Yeah, tonkatsu pork is really good. It's like a pork cullet.
Okay, I had split pea and ham.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
Went with the old Exorcist special.
I'm a big fan of the Asian,
the noodle soups.
Yeah, I love the Japanese. I love the Chinese. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah,
the Vietnamese, the pho. I'm a big fan of the Vietnamese.
The pho.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm in.
I brought some Planters peanuts.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cold, out of the machine.
Did you buy one? I never bring anything, but, you know, I just happened to grab the package.
This soup
it was
weather.
In the cabinet. I was like, yeah, you know what? You never know.
I got my spot on Fridays that I go to get the soup in Westchester, the America's Pie. They always have great soups, like in this time of year.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the soup.
Yeah.
I am.
610-632-0975. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to give you another keyword and also bring the heat. And we've got your, I guess, pseudo-power rankings, we'll call them, for today.
I want to go through more of the teams themselves and see where, you know, versus the Eagles, so we'll call it. Like, who's got the advantage?
Like, matchup.
Yeah.
I like that.
We'll do each of the ones. A little spin.
I like it. Let's go to...
Brought to you by Farron Electric, Andrew.
Let's go to Tony in West Philly. Joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? What's up, TT?
TT Taxi!
What's up, baby? How you doing?
How you feeling, brother?
I'm great. Listen, before I get to my quick Eagles Sixer comment, could one of you shed some light on this international controversy between China and the NBA? What exactly
Daryl
is
Daryl Morey.
Well, what is that?
Yeah, what happened was a couple things. One, Daryl Morey was really just talking about the people of Hong Kong who are being oppressed, right? So he was talking about, and so he goes, we're with you. And the Rockets are big in China, and because it's a political thing with the government, the NBA has a big business tie with the communist government of China. And so when he was talking, Daryl Morey was talking about the people, it was, oh my God, right away, Nelson Fertitta, who's the owner of the Rockets, came out and ripped his general manager. And that caused a big thing. And as you know, the Sixers have a scrimmage tonight with the Chinese team. And there is a big, you know, China loves the NBA. So that kind of caused a little bit of a thing. And then you know what's going on with our country and the trade war with China.
Thanks a lot. I didn't know. I just heard bits and pieces on the news, and I didn't know what it was.
Well, yeah, Adam Silver's spoken on it, and you know.
Well, it's a big deal because we have our own trade issues with China as a country. The NBA has a huge partnership with China, and it's huge business. China loves basketball.
Thanks. Listen, so now my two quick comments. First, Ant, you remember prior to the draft, I called you. I said, Parrish Campbell, the year before.
Yes, you did.
Wilson. I told you they
said you're all over Paris, and I you were dead right about that. I loved him too. You're right on, man.
I told you they needed receivers bad. And
it's a good move by you. I TT, you're all about Paris. I'm with you.
Oh yeah. And the Sixers are really giving praises to my boy Trey Burke and Zaire Smith. They're doing good.
I love Trey Burke.
They're gonna do well this year.
I was talking to him the other day, when we were at the media day. Trey's a big deal because he just gives you depth, can play combo guard, right, and can shoot it. He's a good little fit that's kind of under the radar.
Mm-hmm. And my last comment, your boy Sanders, don't give up on him. That boy is one cut away from turning it around. That's a good 1-2 punch. Howard and him, they're going to be awesome.
I'm not giving up on him. I'm just pointing out, you know, we see these young backs that look, you know, dynamic, that can make guys miss, and like I haven't seen him make a play where I went, wow.
Yeah. I've been watching him. He's one cut away. He's gonna take it to the house this week. Watch.
Well, he had the big kickoff return. That was a great play, and that was what sparked him in that game. But yeah, look, when running backs come in the league, they usually can come in and they can flash much more. He's not flashing enough.
I haven't seen that play where I go, wow, like that. And he goes down quick. He goes down easy.
Yeah, he does. Folds up a little bit.
You know, again, I'm not giving up on him. I'm just saying I like to see, you know, that big play, mm-hmm. that scary. Like, I wish he could be, you know, I watched Tevin Coleman, who's, you know, mm-hmm. and you watched him last night. I mean, he's got this burst about him.
Yep. Let's go.
Wait, hold on. Judas got something.
Yeah, so Miles Sanders might not be happy, actually, right now.
Oh, I heard about this.
You know, you didn't know the world of Reddit, but this is where I'm finding it, from the world of Reddit.
Yeah, he liked a Twitter, Instagram story.
Somebody said, it's not his fault. The only carries he gets are on that stupid sweep play. It never works. And he favorited that tweet. Or whatever it was, Instagram post, you name it.
Yeah, he liked it.
He liked it.
Man, these dudes, see, this social media is the worst.
Yeah.
Because it's so passive-aggressive. Like, what's Philly like to tweet? What was the Philly?
Oh, I said Pat Neshek.
Right, Pat. What was it again?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said Gabe Kapler's not a good manager, doesn't have roles in bullpens or whatever, and he favored it.
Right. So, you know, I don't understand why you just come out and just say it.
Yeah, use your words. We say it to our kids all the time, use your words.
Like, you, by favoring a tweet, you're saying Gabe Kapler can't manage.
Yep.
Pretty much.
So just go on the record. Like, you're on the record but you just like somebody else's words. You liked it.
Well, but the funny thing is, and we're talking about it right now, which is almost as ridiculous, but the thing is like, Antonio Brown unfollowed the Oakland Raiders or unfollowed Derek Carr.
I know.
And like, they lead SportsCenter with this garbage. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that's becoming sports journalism. Like, okay, a guy unfollowed a team or a teammate. Maybe it was a butt unfollow. You know what I mean?
That doesn't happen, Jason. That's too many touches. Touches to the screen for that to be a butt unfollow.
Because it's got to be a double. What if he's sitting down like on the subway?
That's not possible.
Bumps it and then sits on it.
Yeah.
And you unfollow. Or you favorite a tweet because your butt hit the heart on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
The butt heart.
Yeah, it's you're right though, Anthony. It's ridiculous. So let's unfollow Derek Carr. Launch an investigation. He must want out. In that case, he did. But that was the least of the worries. Kareem in Southwest Philly's on the Fanatic. Hey, Kay.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, fellas? What's
up, hey, Kareem. How you been?
I'm doing good, man. Good. Hey, listen. All right, I got a question to see if it's a violation after this. But on my Eagles point, what I want to say is, I think we need to really make a move before the Dallas game for the simple fact that I know that we might split with Dallas, but we have to win the first game because the last game is at the end of the season. That's not going to matter in our stand-ins or whatever, but just the beginning, the first game that we play Dallas, we have to beat them and beat them convincingly.
Well, listen, I'll settle just for a win. I'm with you. I mean, I think it's almost paramount. Because if you lose to Minnesota, you got to come back and beat Dallas. And that's a more important game anyway.
It's way more important because Minnesota, I don't got them going anywhere in the playoffs, so we might not even see them in the playoffs to have like a even a tiebreaker with them. We don't have to worry about having a tiebreaker with Detroit or with Atlanta. So I don't count any of them teams being in there.
Well, you may have a tiebreaker with some of those teams if you don't win the division.
Minnesota, you would.
Yeah, that's it. But other teams.
Well, if Detroit's in the mix for a wild card, it's going to go to head to head.
I don't believe in Detroit.
No, I don't either. But let's not as you know, crazier things have happened. They are in your conference, Kareem.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to last long. Just like I don't think San Fran is going to last too much longer either.
I'm not sure what San Fran is yet. I'm undetermined on what that team.
Me too. I watched last night and I said they've really taken advantage of the Browns.
I think they're a good young team. I like them.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. You could be scared of them, but I wouldn't be scared of them like to make it to the playoffs or go deep in the playoffs. So they're up and coming. Not this year, though.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, the question I asked a friend. I have a Super Bowl helmet that I took to the Super Bowl because I went 41-33, and I got it signed by two players. Me and my wife, she's a D-Jax fan. We're going to go and get an autograph signed in over at Jersey. Would it be a violation if I took my helmet and had him sign my helmet?
Because it's a Super Bowl-themed helmet? No, I don't think it's a violation.
I say no violation.
It doesn't say no. It's not like a Super Bowl helmet. It's just a regular on-sale helmet, but it's signed by two Super Bowl players.
Does it say Super Bowl champs in their signature or anything like that?
No, it doesn't.
No, I think you're okay.
I'm all right?
Yeah, I could do it, brother.
Yeah.
Who cares?
All right, man.
I committed a violation, Kareem, because I went and got at Modell's after the Super Bowl. I got a Super Bowl 52 jersey with that cool logo on it, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
But I got a Wentz jersey.
That's not a violation. He has a ring.
Yeah,
I
know.
He might have took a step. I got an Ertz jersey from in U.S. Bank Park. You know what I mean? I bought one. It was like $200.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. No violation.
Is that a violation for me to have that Wentz shirt? If the Super Bowl 52, like I sat there and looked at the jerseys and I go, I want the Wentz one because I like him better than I like Foles.
No violation.
But the Foles one was right next to it with the logo on it, and I chose Wentz anyway.
No violation.
Okay. Just making sure.
No violation at all, actually.
All right.
Now, by the way, great point by Tyrone. The Lions have a tie, so there's no tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah, because you got the half-gamer thing going on there, too. Yeah. The tie in the NFL, I can't stand that.
Yes, that's bad.
By the way, should we do a welfare check on Ty from Camden? Because, I mean, he had the Cowboys going 16-0, of course, again. I'm assuming he dropped off the payment at the local thing. But they lost two in a row now. I mean, I might call for a welfare check on Ty from Camden.
I have to call you out on something, Jason.
What?
You were saying that too many people are obsessed with the Cowboys yesterday.
Yeah.
You got Ty from Camden on the forefront of your mind right now.
Well, he just brought up Tyrone and made me think of it. See, that's it.
I wrote up Tyrone.
As Joel Embiid says, he's got some real estate in your head right now.
No, he's an ass. But yeah, I do have a lot of ass that's tied up in my head sometimes. Usually it's not guys. Ty from Camden's ass.
You know what's funny? Yesterday, I didn't understand the whole Cowboy thing. Like, to me, it made sense.
I get it. Like, it was organic because they lost and the Eagles won their tied.
And it was the bigger game.
Yeah.
Like, that was the game everybody watched. Like, obviously, everybody watched the Eagles game, but the game was over. Everybody knew that the Jets couldn't compete with the Eagles. So, you know, whatever it was. And then everybody nestled in happy, fat and happy after the Jet win to watch Cowboys and Packers. And it was a great result. We all rooted Green Bay, and Packers won.
No, they did, and you're right. And it was a big win for the Eagles in a weird way. But I'm so sick of these local Cowboy fans. I can't take them anymore. I can't take them. I can't stand them. They just make my skin crawl. Like no other sports teams fans drive me as crazy because these are people that reside here. Like the Met fans. Like, I get it. Like, maybe you grew up in North Jersey or whatever, or there's not really many Penguin fans here. If they are, they moved here from Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh's a second-class city compared to Philadelphia. So I get why you wanted to come across the state and live in some civilized country like Philadelphia or city. But, like, it's the Cowboy thing, and it's just their whole existence just makes my skin crawl. It's just, they drive me crazy. But anyway, we got to get to the power rankings. I digress, as they say, Ant.
Well, this is going to take a little time. Let's do that coming out.
Okay, we'll do coming out. Okay, sounds good.
Let's go to...
who we got?
We need some people on the
line.
It's
an old city.
Yeah. I'm with James.
Talk to James.
My man, James.
What's up, James? James? Going once. All right, James, put you on hold. I think he's got us on mute, Anthony. Let's go to Oliver in Virginia on the Fanatic.
That's a great name, Oliver.
Yes.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Oliver?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I want to talk about the wide receivers. I believe iron sharpens iron. We've been drafting cornerbacks. Who are they going up against? If you look at our cornerbacks that played in the offseason, they were going against Alshon Jeffrey. They did good against wide receivers. But all the reports that I was hearing coming out of training camp was DeSean Jackson was burning everybody. Well, that's the speed. They're not used to the speed. So when you play in other teams who have these speedy receivers, they're killing our cornerbacks. Our cornerbacks are not used to it. So if we would draft speed, just like you guys were saying earlier, that's iron sharpens iron. It's automatically going to make our cornerbacks play a little bit better because they're used to that speed. Versus Arcega Whiteside. I like Arcega Whiteside. I like him, but he's an Alshon Jeffrey.
I mean, I don't know if I like Arcega Whiteside. I don't know what he is. I mean, he didn't show me anything so far.
He hasn't shown me anything.
So, I'm starting to hate these receivers like I did a few years back where I made him go to the Institute. I mean, I need Alshon to get healthy, and I need to show him back to have some sanity.
But you understand what I mean by
I get you.
Iron.
Yeah, I get you.
It just needs to be
I don't really buy it because they don't really practice live a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah, but if you see someone that's running by.
Yeah, but DeSean was healthy all camp, and they saw a ton of speed. Davante Maddox came out when he played against the Packers and was scared to death. The guy was going to blow by him. So he saw speed all training camp, and he's still scared to death of speed. He's not a fast guy.
Yeah, but how often do they play against DeSean?
Like,
how many reps they get?
Okay, so what do you want them to draft? Six burners just so they know what speed looks like in camp?
Well, instead of drafting guys who run a 4.6, draft guys who run a 4.4.
I'll take some speed.
Okay, but again, are you going to get guys that can run a 4.4 just so they know what speed looks like, or so they can catch the ball?
No, we passed up on two guys that could have been on our team that's starting wide receivers right now versus two guys that's not playing right now.
Who's that? Who'd they pass on?
You got the Marquise Brown. You got DK Metcalf. Mm-hmm. We passed up on those guys. If one of those guys would do as well right now, then you got two guys.
I agree with you. I agree. They have not done a good job drafting receivers. You're right.
No, that I agree with you, Oliver. I just don't agree with the notion that because they didn't draft iron sharpens iron in practice. I think that's a bunch of baloney.
Well, that's your opinion. I respect that, but okay. I know. All right, thanks.
You're a gentleman, Oliver.
I appreciate the call. I just don't buy it, you know. I just don't think that these guys don't know.
Listen,
they don't know what speed is because they don't have the fastest guy.
Oliver's point is just, you know, it helps a little bit, but by and large, if you can play, you can play. I get it.
Certainly.
But I appreciated Oliver's response, which was he told you he respected your opinion. And that's, you know,
I respect his.
And it was a great meeting of disagreement,
which is rare in this day and age.
So I give Oliver props.
Yeah. Speaking of props, let's send somebody to see Temple battle Memphis this weekend at Saturday noon, Lincoln Financial Field. Don't miss the Temple homecoming festivities at the game. Kids tickets on game day, only $10. Visit alistix.com.
Gargano and Martinez middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Who is that? not giving a happy 10-year anniversary.
That was Roger Wilco.
Will.
Yeah.
That was cool. He had a
nice accent.
I like the accent.
I'm a big fan of the accent. What's happening, Raj?
I like the accent as well. The here's that commercial's fun. Where the chef is cooking at like Home Depot.
Oh yeah, Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, I like and
get samples.
Yes, that was it. I don't know why it makes me laugh. Here's a cocktail stick.
Yeah, that's the like. That's you go to the Costco on Saturday, right. And they got all. That's where people just go just to eat their way through the samples.
Oh really?
Yeah, they just go. They go from one sample state. There's like 30 of them, right?
Oh, I miss everyday life.
You didn't know about this?
I had no idea of that.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Oh yeah. Now, that's not a Home Depot. That was a Costco.
Oh okay.
They don't serve the food at the Home Depot.
I figured it's. I didn't know what it was.
It just looked like Depot though, because of the shelving.
A big store, yeah. And I don't know.
Yeah.
One store from another store.
Yeah.
I aggressively stay out of stores.
Yeah. So you go through and they have like different like samples, like things on special. You know, this week they had the sausages. So they had the apple and bacon sausage and the jalapeno cheddar sausage. And they have little samples on a little stick and you try them all. But I swear, you watch people and they just push a cart around and they go from station to station and just eat. It's like their own buffet.
Until they have a little lunch action.
Yeah. Yeah, you get some coconut water. Yeah.
I've never done that before. No.
Yeah, they do it every week. It's crazy.
I just like it. It always makes you laugh when the girlfriend says to the dude, use a cocktail stick.
Yeah. Well, they give you little spoons, little sporks and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody leaves.
I kind of skeeve those things, to be honest with you.
Some of them are good. I had cottage cheese at one this weekend.
Yeah, I skeeve that.
With a strawberry in it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it depends if they're actually made well. Like, the Whole Foods, I guess, is all right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm a Wegmans man.
I'm not
a Whole Foods. I go Whole Foods. I'm a Wegmans man.
Listen, I can care less about any of it. Quite frankly. I like to stay out of stores.
Yeah. All right, you got your, the pseudo rankings, I guess we can call it?
Yeah, well, let's just go through these teams.
Do we need some music accompaniment?
Yeah, here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to assign a numerical value to these teams.
Oh.
10 being Super Bowl. All right.
Mm.
5 being, not a playoff team. And then we're not going to go deep.
Okay.
Stinky teams.
I think I only one team.
So there's only one team that's 10. A 10, right?
Yeah, it's got to be the Patriots.
That's New England.
Yeah.
You would give them a 10.
Yeah. They get the dime. Maybe even a 9.8.
The Saints are good, but I still think they're down to an 8, 7.
Because of no Breeze? Even though Bridgewater's been good?
He's been good. And then they beat Tampa and all. I mean, I give them a solid 8.
Yeah.
I still think the Chiefs are at a 9.
I didn't go a little higher. I go like 9.5 for the
Chiefs. All right.
Slip up this week.
I know people go, oh, my God, they lost. So all of a sudden, they're dropped in the power rankings. I don't do that. I still think they're
still
a really good team. The Packers, a lot of people have them high in the power rankings after the win over Dallas.
I give 7.5.
I'm more about a 7. There's something up with Rodgers and LaFleur. And you saw on the sidelines play out. And they
a few times.
They kind of hugged it out.
Yeah.
But there's some issues there.
There's volatility with those two. You can sense the tension.
And I think Green Bay's good, but I think the reason why Green Bay won and so convincingly was more a mismanagement by the Cowboys.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Seahawks, I still love. I like the Seahawks. I love Russ. I think he's a winner.
Mm-hmm. Good coach.
Their defense is good, not great, though. I give them a 7.5.
All right.
Agree? Disagree?
I'd go about an 8. 8.2 for them.
Actually, I'll give you an 8.
Yeah.
I'll actually go up to an 8. I was thinking 8-ish.
Yeah.
I got the Rams at a 7.5.
I may even go down a little bit from that with the Rams. I feel like something's really off there. I don't know if it's hangover.
Yeah, but they would have won the game.
They would be
4-1.
Yeah.
Zerline makes that field goal. The Niners, I like the Niners. I think they're a good young team. I don't think they're Super Bowl, 15-1, but I think they're legitimate. They have a good, young, talented team that is ascending.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give them a 7. I'm not going to go above that. I know they're one of the only undefeated teams in the league, but Look, they beat the Buccaneers. They went on the road at the beginning of the year, and they beat the Buccaneers and the Bengals. Okay.
They beat the brakes off the Browns last night.
Yeah, they did.
And their defense is good and young. I like them. I like them more than you do.
And they did beat the Steelers, too, even without Ben. So, yeah.
All right, here's two teams that are in the ESPN Power Rankings, 8 and 9. The Cowboys and the Eagles. Side by side. Where do you rank each of the teams? What's your numerical ranking, 10 being the Patriots?
7.5 for the Cowboys, 7.5 for the Eagles. I think they're on par with each other. They both have cost themselves games, but in different ways.
Yeah, it's good. I like
you
it.
Know?
No, I think you're probably right about that.
I mean, the Eagles have a bad loss on their schedule at home to Detroit. Dallas has got a bad loss on their schedule. Now, Dallas, by the way, is going to get Darnold this week against the Jets, Jets. He's cleared to play.
Yeah, well.
Does that matter?
No.
That'll get Luke Falk?
That doesn't matter.
To get well?
Doesn't matter.
All right.
You see that line? If I were Darnold, I wouldn't play.
Yeah, he may want to get another spleen on ice.
I would not play. Tunis, what do you have the rankings? Dallas and the Eagles, 10 being the Patriots.
Dallas? I Dallas at about a 7 still.
7, okay.
Yeah, maybe down to 6.5, somewhere around there.
It's too low.
I'm not that afraid of the Dallas Cowboys now. Eagles, I'll still put it 7, 7.5. So right. They're even.
Yeah, I think they're both. I like the 7.5 line Jason came up with.
The one thing I can't get out of my head is how many times Van Der Esch overshot the run. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
It happened multiple times, and I'm going, why is he over-pursuing? And, you know, it cost him out tight contain on a few occasions, and he's a guy that I think is like a smart football player.
I love
player.
Yeah. He didn't play well.
They got gashed. Yeah, and I'm going, what is going on here?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.